David Pettinutter O'Connell is kindly with us. And the official opening of the Tawhaki National Aerospace Centre at Bailey's Road in Kaitorete took place at the end of last week. The Minister for Space, which is Judith Collins, joined venture partners Te Taumutu Runanga and Wairua Runanga and the board of Tawhaki to open the centre and a new 1 kilometre sealed runway for aerospace flights and horizontal launches. David Pettinutter O'Connell is a board member at Tawhaki. He's kindly with us today. David, tēnā koe, ko dae o tēnei.
Hi, kia ora Dale, e te iwi, tēnā koutou.
Kia ora roa atu koe. Kia ora roa atu koe. Well, tell us about this. Where is it? And give us a, sort of an overview of, you know, the significance of what occurred on Friday, please. David?
Yeah, so Tawhaki, we've been a joint venture underway for the last couple of years in partnership with the government, as you said. And it was really awesome on Friday to have reached a milestone where we've constructed a 1 kilometre, 30-metre wide runway to enable our aerospace industry to have a facility close to a big metropolitan city such as Christchurch to basically take flight.
Talk with us about what's planned here from and how Māori are working to help those interested in aerospace to perhaps dip their feet in the water.
Yeah, so basically because the joint venture has been has had involvement of our two hapū from Wairua and Taumutu, Kaitarua Hikihiki and Ngāti Mako. You know, we've been at the forefront of establishing and designing Tawhaki as an aerospace initiative, and so we've worked basically from day dot to establish Tawhaki against our pūrākau and values of Tawhaki, but then grow into grow great relationships with the aerospace sector and MB and government to understand the needs of the aerospace community and what can we need to do to unlock the potential for New Zealand. So we've been on that journey, and then, you know, with the proposal to build the runway, so we started with a grass airstrip and a drone takeoff area, and then we, last year, we put the application into the Kānoa Strategic Partnership Fund to really take that to the next level of a sealed runway, which is what the industry was telling us they needed to be able to really progress the likes of Dawn Aerospace, who are developing a space plane that takes its cargo to space and then returns as a plane does, as well as working with Kia Aerospace, who are developing a stratosphere glider, solar-powered to collect environmental and earth-related data through to other companies that are developing drone technologies to help in search and rescue, coastal monitoring, all of those types of things.
Ka pai. This is on Banks Peninsula. What are some of the qualities that exist there, Kaitorete, and why was that spot chosen?
Yeah, so Kaitorete is 25 kilometres long. It's flat and it's bounded on both sides by Te Waihora to the north, Lake Ellesmere, and the Pacific Ocean to the south. And basically because of that expansive area, it has access to really a wide range of orbits because we've got great clear skies. And basically, there's nothing between Kaikōrite and Antarctica. So when you are launching vehicles, you're not endangering people and property. So we don't have any permanent residents on the main part of the spit. Of course, our most closest community is at the Lake Wairua, Lake Forsyth end of the spit. So it offers those sort of attributes. It also, New Zealand is in a pretty fortunate place as opposed to the rest of the world, where we don't have a lot of overhead air traffic, and so we're also able to easily find windows where we're not disrupted by commercial flights and the like. So that access to that wide vista, those orbits is really attractive to why Kaikōrite is a number one site in the country.
Tēnā koe. I probably should have asked at the start about the actual history and Tāwhaki as an organisation and how iwi are involved. Could you just briefly touch on that for a moment, please, David?
Yeah, so our Papatipu Rūnanga and our hapū have a long connection to Kaikōrite. It was effectively our state highway 1 between Te Pātaka o Rākaihautū, the Banks Peninsula, and down to Otago and Southland. So the spit itself was a main highway. It has one of the largest sort of densities of archaeological sites along the coastal dune part of the spit. So long history for our hapū and our iwi. Basically through that, the Taumutu Rūnanga already owned whenua on Kaikōrite, and so the opportunity came up to buy a further part of the land, which we went into the joint venture with the government to attain, and that gives us a good land holding to progress this opportunity. But we also have Tāwhaki has dual kaupapa. So one is, of course, the aerospace, which is what featured on Friday. But we also have, as importantly, a kaupapa of whenua rejuvenation. So we were starting to see intensive agriculture happening on the spit, and so this was, from our hapū perspective, an alternative to doing that. And so we are also undertaking predator control, rejuvenating the Mulambikia estonii, the tororo, as well as a number of other endemic plants and species, supporting the rejuvenation of them. So, this is, in our view, bringing the whole package of sustainability together, as well as the opportunity to support and enable the growing industry of aerospace.
Well, tēnā koe. David, who would have thought, even 10 years ago, that our whānau, our people, would be involved in aerospace technology? But it's becoming more and more a reality. We've got organisations like Rocket Lab who are heavily involved in the sector. Why not more Māori involvement? I'm pleased that Tāwhaki have recognised this opportunity, but this dual focus of encouraging expertise in aerospace, but also mindful of the impact the mahi has on te taiao, it's great. And I hope you'll allow us to stay in touch so we can talk through some of what occurs in the next little while. But congratulations on where you're at thus far with the official launch of the facility on Friday, and thanks for sharing some kōrero with our people about it up here in Tāmaki. Tēnā koe, brother.
Awesome. Kia ora, Dale.
Thank you.
Tāpe.
Thank you.
Ai, hei kona.
Ai. Kia pai tō wiki, hea hoa.